the Wolverine State. There are a few different nicknames that Michigan is often referred to as. These nicknames include the Great Lakes State, the Mitten, and the Wolverine State. If you read my article last month, you should understand why the Great Lakes State is one of Michigan's nicknames. As for the name, the Mitten, the shape of Michigan's lower peninsula looks like the shape of a mitten glove. That leaves us with the last name, the Wolverine State, which is a bit more difficult than the previous two nicknames to explain. This month's article will dive into why Michigan is called the Wolverine State, despite no wild wolverines being present in the state. If you are interested in college or professional American football, you have probably heard of the Michigan Wolverines, the college football team for Michigan University. For those not familiar with American football, you may have never heard of a wolverine before. A wolverine is a small bear-like animal that is typically about the size of a medium dog and resembles a skunk. Wolverines are known for being very strong and ferocious, with the ability to kill prey many times larger than itself. Michigan's nickname, Wolverine State, would suggest that the animal was abundant in Michigan for some time. However, there has only been one time when a wolverine was spotted in the wild. The truth is that there is no clear reason as to why the name Wolverine was chosen as a nickname for Michigan. However, there are a few theories. One of the theories argues that this is because trading of wolverine fur pelts between the Indians and fur traders took place in the city of Sault Ste. Marie, a city in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan bordering Canada. Another theory regarding the origin of this nickname was during state border line disputes between Michigan and Ohio in 1803. It is unclear whether Michigan natives called themselves wolverines in order to show their strength, or whether Ohioans used the name to describe the greediness of the Michiganders. Even though no one knows for sure, one of these events could have been the reason for the famous name that now represents Michigan.